This is episode number 45 of the Interactive Distractions podcast for the week of September 29th, 2008. It's time for me to rock. Coming up on today's show, Jeff and his transitions are back. This week's distractions, news. After the break, we talk about whether or not consoles having patching capabilities makes it acceptable to release games that are unfinished or fudged. Follow that out with new releases, listener email, and the embarrassing question of the week. Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 45.
We're back, bitches.
Yeah.
Oh, we are.
My name is Christopher Riccio, and I am here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello.
And welcoming back Jeff Chorney.
What's happening? I missed everyone.
You did?
We missed you too.
I did.
Now, Jeff, why did you miss everyone? Tell us.
I don't, because, well, first of all, it sounded like you guys had a terrible time there.
And I was it was a shitty time, man. It was the worst con ever.
Exactly. It sounded really bad. No one was having fun. No one was cosplaying. No one was making fun of anybody. Just missed that. You know, I came home Thursday night and I was like, I sat down on my computer, started setting everything up. I'm like, oh yeah, what do I do?
Were you sad?
What did you do?
I honestly can't remember. Oh, actually I do remember, but I'll get into that when we do the distractions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Something fun, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's good to have you back, Jeff.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Jason, I know you're busy, man. How's it going?
I'm busy. Holy shit. So busy. So
you've got this thing that you're working on for stuff.
I'm very happy to do it too. So we took a shit ton of footage, brought back about 4 or 5 tapes worth. So that's about 4 hours worth of footage. And I'm going to try and condense it down to about a half hour, maybe 45 minutes, maybe an hour. We'll see. But I've already captured all the footage and I've started editing and it looks great. I'm really happy about it.
Awesome.
So, it's like the first big project that I've done with my brand new HD camera. So
yeah, this camera is fucking sweet, dude.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice. The audio I'm kind of about, but we'll see. I'll clean it up.
Cool. But, yeah, I'm really excited. We had someone on GLF post on the Indus thread that I post every week. And he's like, I thought we were supposed to be getting a video cast this week. And I'm like, dude, it'll come. It takes a long time. And yeah, I do very much appreciate the enthusiasm, though.
Oh, for sure.
Totally.
But yeah, I know you've been working diligently on that. So yeah, good stuff. What else you got to say about it?
That's really about it. I love doing it. So
cool.
See how well it turns out. I don't know. I've never done a show like this before, so. Done all kinds of like comedy skits and, you know, edited other stuff.
But little ads. Like
this, so, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Cool. I'm looking forward to it personally. So
cool.
I know you're good at it. Yeah, not much going on over here. I've just been, you know, we recorded Friday and we did the video cast Saturday and Sunday was like a day of rest and I've been at work and that's about it. So not much else to say.
And that's the deal.
That's right.
Man, cool. Our life sucks unless we're at a con. Jeez.
I want the con back.
Fuck you guys.
Hey, you know, Crystal's already decided what she's going to do for cosplaying next year.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, what is she doing? Wait, well, nobody else knows.
Well, I know that they both mentioned it on VG Evo, but it sounds like Lisa and Crystal are both going to keep the costumes they had this year and try and improve them and actually do a joint effort next year. So I'm looking forward to that. But she's also planning on cosplaying Faith from Mirror's Edge.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. And it's not a very difficult costume to do. Probably the hardest part is the shoes, because the shoes have that like toe thing going on. So it's going to be one of those things where she'll either ignore it or we're going to have to find shoes for her, but yeah. It'll be cool.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's get going. Jason.
Wait. How's Jeff doing? Did we ask him already?
I pretty much already went. I'm good. Besides work being busy as hell, that's why I haven't been on VG Evo or hardly any of the words actually at all this past week. Someone from work has gone on vacation and I'm their backup. Mm-hmm. And everything that could possibly go wrong with her deals and stuff went wrong and I had to be the one to clean up all the mess. So yeah, it's pretty stressful actually.
Hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
sorry. I thought we went to him first this time.
Could be worse, right?
Yeah, of course.
Can always be worse.
There you go.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. My bad. I thought we went to him first.
No big deal. We kind of did.
Yeah, we kind of did, and I didn't know where we were going with it, but that's okay.
Who needs structure? Seriously,
exactly. Structure is boring.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Jason, what you playing this week?
Very little, I'm afraid. Actually, yeah, busy with the video and the podcast.
You're playing VideoCast.
Yeah, I'm playing VideoCast. Today's actually a very big day for the PSN store. And what did we get today? We
got something came out.
Puzzle
today.
Quest. We got like Mega Man.
We got Puzzle. Wait, we got Puzzle Quest.
Puzzle Quest.
No shit. I did not know that was coming out so quick.
Hey Jason, do you download that? Don't you download like every single Puzzle Quest game?
Shut up. maybe
did you
paycheck time? We'll see.
Dude, I'm gonna download that shit.
Do it. Wipeout HD is probably the big one.
Finally,
what is this Wipeout HD that you mentioned?
It's pretty friggin' phenomenal, actually. It looks great. You've played the Wipeout games before, futuristic racing.
How do the still frames look?
Actually, really good too. So yeah, I bought it. It took forever to download and install and stuff, and booted it up and got into the race and nearly wet myself. It really is that fucking pretty. I can't even tell you. It's gorgeous. But then it locked up on me.
Oh shit.
So yeah, I'm kind of a little depressed right now. So spent $20, got all excited and jizzed myself, and then
nice. At least you got that far.
Yeah, at least I got that far.
We're only in it to that part anyway, really. So I mean,
what more do you need after that? Again.
What's up?
I said, what more do you need after that?
Yeah.
Not much. Well, yeah. I did get to hop into the options, and one thing I didn't know about is they've got like a different like video settings. Like you can change like the camera aperture and the focus and all kinds of crazy stuff to get it looking exactly the way that you want it to. I've never seen that done before in a game, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Very cool.
Can't wait for it to work again. What's that?
Do you have 1080p TV?
Yeah.
See, I'm wondering if it's because like I only have 720 1080i, so I'm wondering if it'll still look that awesome. Does it still like? Because everyone said that. Well, I'll get to this later, but Tekken looks awesome in 1080p. And then I got it, and I was kind of like, okay, it looks like an HD version of Tekken, but I need an HD. Basically, I need a 1080p TV because you're going to be just all over Wipeout. Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. Well, I can certainly attest to the awesomeness. It's beautiful, and unfortunately, that's really all that I can say so far. So,
hey,
hurry
real
up
quick,
and fix that shit.
Real quick, Jeff, what size TV do you have?
It's only 27. But if my new TV is going to be like 42 or higher.
Yeah, I was going to say because I wouldn't if whatever you're seeing it at 720p right now.
Yeah.
It probably doesn't look that much different at 1080p.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah.
You know, they say that you can't really tell the difference until you hit like 50 inches or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So keep Makes that sense. In mind. Yeah, yeah.
I will. I think I'm going to download that today, actually.
Wipeout?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, I might wait for a patch. Sorry, we talked about that already.
There's a guy on GLF that was making a joke that says that it should be a box quote of this game should be so good it gives you seizures, and I was like, oh, that's bad taste, but it's funny.
I was actually contemplating like making a video of myself playing it and then going into an epileptic seizure and then talk better with myself.
You are not right.
In the like, it's going to actually happen, and then I'm going to look like the asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of looking like an asshole and sounding like an asshole, I made kind of an ass of myself. I was on a PS Nation last night.
Oh. I don't know
if the episode's out yet, but I'm anxious to see how much Glenn cut out. So be on the lookout for that. And sorry in advance if I offend anyone.
Well, we know you're a bad influence, so.
Yes.
Always.
Yeah, they kind of got caught up in it, too, I think. So, I don't know what the hell it was, man. I only had a couple drinks, and then they just affected me more than normal. I don't get it.
It's a new environment, in a different place.
I was nervous, actually, because it's like, I'm going on the big show now. Actually, no. I was just tossing them a bone. Up and coming podcast. They couldn't get any of those Sony folks on, so I'm like,
money hat.
We hear Jason right now. Let's give him a call.
How many money hats did you drop?
A few, actually. Yeah, I called them out on Left 4 Dead. That was a big one that I wanted to hit, but Glenn was ripping into Gabe Newell rather fiercely.
Oh yeah,
due to his PS3 hate.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, I'm uninteresting, so let's move on.
All right, Jeff, go for it.
I got like 2 weeks of crap, but I'll try to make this short. I can't remember if I talked about this. It's been so freaking long. Well, 2 weeks. Did I talk about it on the show when I accidentally downloaded Tekken?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I actually did actually pay for it. So I decided to actually download it, like, I don't know, last week or whatever. Played it a little bit because it got my arcade stick. Ooh. And I was like, hey, it's cool. It's Tekken. And then turned it off. I can't get into Tekken. I need to play online, first of all. I didn't buy the online thing. Like, I just don't really like fighting games single player. Like, even Soul Calibur 4, I rarely ever play unless I'm playing online.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
So I think I need to do that. I need to play with people I know and so they can kind of teach me the ropes. Because to me, Tekken is still, I just mash all the buttons. And I know people love that game. And I know it's not a button masher. So I don't need people saying, it's not a button masher. It takes skill. I know that. But I have no skill playing the game. So that's what I resort to.
Unless you're using Eddie Gordo.
Eddie Gordo.
Yeah, Eddie Gordo is definitely the button masher character. Just hit kick as many times as you can, and you do all sorts of like wicked combos.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So
I wanted to piss people off in the arcade, I'd pick him and then just mash on the buttons and go.
Hey, good to face. Oh, sorry.
You get stabbed. Yeah, exactly. I'm like the good to face of Tekken right now. Just not as
nice. Loud.
So that was pretty cool. So I don't know if you guys have it or not. Jason, you have it, right?
Not yet. No, okay. I'm going to get it soon, though.
Well, if you guys get the online patch thing for it, too, so we can do some online.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, cool.
Of course, Soul Calibur 4. Played that the other day. Me and actually good Two-Face.
Was he button mashing?
Not so much. He wasn't being really loud because his son was over. And his son's like, well, not over, I guess, was in the room. And his son's only like 2 weeks old. So he had to be like really, really quiet. So I can barely hear him speak and I couldn't hear buttons mashing up the buttons. Which probably explains good Two-Face. Yeah, I am going to brag right now. How I beat him about 7 matches to nothing. So, because he is in his button mashing goodness, he can win a few rounds. Don't get me wrong. He can surprise you. But
are you boasting?
Wow, I am boasting.
Really bragging. Wow.
I am.
Good to face is going to come at you with a vengeance next week. That's what's going to happen. He's going to hear this podcast and he's going to get online. He's going to waste your ass.
He's going to
those damn Canadians. Watch what I got for him.
I shouldn't really be boasting. If it was Jason I beat like that many times, I'd be like, yeah, that's right. Eat it. But
Which you do.
I saw Jason like doing some playing on the computer with I think it was Hilde or whoever it was, chick with Two-Face.
Yeah, Hilde.
Yeah.
Doing wicked ass combos that I was like, I would have no idea what the fuck to do to defend against that shit.
Wicked ass with cheap ass, and yeah, I agree.
Oh, that's what Chris
coming
said
from
too.
The guy who plays Keelik.
Keelik is my third. He's my third character. He is my oh my god, I'm fighting Jason, I'm picking Keelik character. Hilde's actually really hard to use, so I give you
points. Yeah, she
has. But once she has this one move that I don't know Jason would do, and it would just fuck me, and then I'm being juggled for about 30 seconds into the next round.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
For me.
Oh, of course.
Yeah for you.
It's on for me,
keep
too.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. 360, got a couple new games. I picked up Tales of Vesperia.
Cool.
That was
awesome.
Totally impulse buy. I was just sitting at home and I was like, you know what, I kind of want to play a role-playing game, put in Lost Odyssey, realize I'm at a part where I'm just, like I said before, under-leveled or something, I just get my ass kicked in a random battle. I'm like, screw this, I might get Infinite Discovery because, you know, Square is usually pretty good and got decent reviews, and Tales didn't really interest me. And I just went to the store and I was just like, you know what, Tales looks cooler. So I picked it up and I actually really, really like it. I might even like it more than Lost Odyssey when I wasn't sucking at Lost Odyssey. It's really awesome. I don't know if you guys played the other Tales games. I haven't, so I don't know if it's just like new to me. I love the battle system. It feels more like a kind of like a fighting game, like kind of dumbed down fighting game.
It's all
but
like
it's
real time action.
That's great. It's all real time, but like it's the events are triggered by, you know, you see an enemy, walk up to them, boom, battle arena, and you fight them in different combos and stuff. It's pretty cool. I love the art style. It's pretty kick ass. The animation's awesome. I'm only about 10 hours into it now. The story does start off very slow, actually. The first 5 hours or so, or 6 hours, is kind of like, okay, it's kind of traditional stuff. was getting on with it, and now it's starting to get better. And it's apparently like 40 hours long. So, and there's not too many CG stuff, so that's why it's probably on one disc as opposed to like 16. So that's a good thing. Yeah, Rock Band 2 I picked up again.
Nice. Oh, cool.
Totally involved. I wasn't going to buy it right away. I was bored on Sunday. I was like, okay, well, the girlfriend's out with her friends. I'm sitting here picking my nose. What do I do? I got to go play some Rock Band. So I got out Rock Band 1. I'm like, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to go get 2. And it's funny because we went on Saturday. We have a tradition. We sometimes go out for breakfast at this place and like every once in a while on Saturday. And then on the way back home, we pass 2 video game stores and Future Shop. And we just go into every one of them just because it's just a tradition that I force her to do with me because I just like to do that thing. So they had Rock Band everywhere. And then so Sunday when I go to pick it up, sold out everywhere. I went to the EB across street from me, sold out. Went to the independent video game place, sold out. Went to the EB above that, sold out. Went to Future Shop, looked like it was sold out. And then I managed to find one. Luckily, it was kind of behind another game. I guess someone was looking at the game, put it in front, or they're trying to hide it and coming back later to pick it up. But either way, I found it. I saw it like sticking out of the side on the angle. I saw the band too. And I was like, ooh. So I grabbed it. I'm like, oh yeah, mine, baby. So...
Did the lights actually shine down from the heavens?
And pretty much. I raised
like
my arms.
Like a little fairy peek your head out, you know, and started waving like, at you. I'm right here.
The old lady next to me had a heart attack. She didn't know what the fuck was going on. Yeah. But I had Rock Band too. And it's awesome. It didn't change much, but the track list is so good. Living on a Prayer. That song's amazing. I'm sorry. I know people are going to make fun of me. You. Dude, it is the perfect party song when you have people over or when you're anywhere. The second that song comes on and people are drunk, people are singing drunk. Nonstop. You do have to be kind of drunk like Bon Jovi. Like,
that's,
let's be honest,
that's a disclaimer right there. It's like when this song comes on and people are drunk.
Exactly. There's so many good bands on it and so many good songs. I'm just like, this is totally kick ass.
Is Stone Cold Sober, I'll rock out to that. Bring it on.
Oh, yeah. There's a drum trainer, which is cool. You can freestyle with drums now that has different drum settings and stuff. It's kind of cool. It's kind of like a little mini electronic drum set. It'll actually teach you how to do fills and teach you how to do basic beats and stuff like that. That was pretty cool. There's a really cool feature now, which I'm really happy they put in, is a no-fail mode. So when you do have people over people who don't like to play it because they like, fail out all the time. Don't fail out. Don't worry about it. So it gets people up singing more. Or people trying drums more who normally wouldn't. And, you know, you don't have people going up there playing a song and failing halfway through. They'd be like, oh, let's restart it. Let's do try it again. And you're like, damn it, I want to play. Where's my turn? So that doesn't happen anymore.
They were.
Yeah, there's not much. Go ahead.
They had a Rock Band 2 at AWA. And we went into the room while we were video casting. And there were a bunch of people up there playing. And they had it on no fail mode. And the singer was down at the bottom the whole time. Felt bad for him.
Yeah.
She did pretty good, though. I actually watched it on the play through again, and she seemed all right, but I don't know why she wasn't hitting that stuff.
Oh no, I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about the guy beforehand.
Oh, that dude. Oh, yeah. The dude that we talked to later that was like, I'm classically trained in singing or something.
Exactly. The one that came up to Lisa school. And was like, I usually sing for, I do this for a living. I'm like,
they don't give you any creative license when singing.
Fuck. This is a karaoke game, dude.
I know.
But it's good. I'm happy. I'm happy about my purchase. I'm satisfied. Sweet. 85 songs. That's pretty damn decent. And apparently there's 20 bonus songs that you can download. I don't think they're online yet because I went through the store. I couldn't find them. But hey. And the new track list when you're picking a song now is set up like the store. So it shows like the album cover, says the artist and thing, and then it also tells you the difficulty for everything, which is really cool. I like that.
Yeah, very cool.
Badass. Did you transfer your stuff yet?
Not yet, actually. I'm going to do that. I might do that actually tonight or tomorrow. But cool. I'm definitely going to do that. Totally worth it because then I'll have like the biggest library ever. Well, not really. It'll be Rock Band 2 plus 1 plus like 15 songs. So what's that? Like,
did you try Eye of the Tiger yet?
That's the first song it opens with. And I was like, this is when because no one was home. I'm like, I got to, this is pretty funny, actually. I'm ready to geek it out. I'm like, all right, I'm by myself. I'm like wearing my boxers and like a wife beater kind of thing, t-shirt. And I go in my room, like put up, the good TV, the good sound system. And I just, first song is Eye of the Tiger. I'm like, oh, awesome. I'm like going nuts. I'm going nuts. Mind you, my girlfriend's out having lunch with her friend. And then halfway through the song, they walk into my room. No. And I'm not just playing drums. I'm singing along, even though there's no microphone in front of me. So I'm just kind of like one of those, like, flailing out, and they open the door, and I look over. I'm like, yeah, oh, you know, now I'm back to calm, doing the drums. I'm like, yeah, hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on? Just playing Rock Band 2.
Rock Band 2, eh? Yeah. Get the fuck
out. What's the song? I've never heard of it. It's kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Eye of the Tiger, good stuff.
Nice.
But yeah, that's the first song, actually. It's the first song on the list. So it's the easiest.
That's going to be mine.
It's awesome.
Cool.
A lot of demos. I can't stop playing the live demo, even though I'm pretty much set on getting 2K9 after seeing videos and some impressions of it, to say it's freaking awesome. What else? FIFA demo. I know it's another sports game. Impressed me. I usually don't like soccer games. This is actually pretty good. I could actually score in it, so that made me happy. It wasn't like the other soccer games where I just could not score ever. I can't remember if I talked about that on the show or if it was actually on a forum, but
no, I don't think you're talking about on the show.
Yeah, I bought one of the Konami soccer games because they're supposed to be like the best ones ever. And I bought it and I played 15 games, did not score a single goal. Ooh. And took it back. Yeah.
Wow.
Story of my fucking life.
It was way too realistic and I don't really understand soccer too much. Like, I figured just kick the ball, but no, my timing was just shit. What else? Oh, and I activated my WoW account again for 60 days.
Good job.
60 months. 60 days, and I played it for about an hour and a half. And I don't know if I don't know. I don't want to say I'm done with WoW because a few of my friends don't want to play it, but I just don't have the urge to play it for some reason. Same with Two Human. I don't know. I didn't play Two Human that whole 2 weeks, which is, I don't know. It says something, I guess. Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, that's all on my front.
Well,
I think.
Of course, Jason doesn't blame me. He hates the game.
Right. Hate's such a strong word. I just have a, you know. I think it's
a strong dislike for it.
Right.
Yeah. I think I just came down to is I don't like the fact that everything levels with you, so you never really, you get to a certain point, you don't really feel like a badass.
You don't feel badass anymore, yeah.
Yeah. And like, it's always a struggle to do certain things. I'm like, you know what? Unless I'm playing with somebody online, I don't want to do it. So that's all.
Cool.
I think. Yeah. What about you, Chris?
Well, pretty much same as what I talked about last week. I was playing some Dungeon
Just
Siege for. Yeah, Dungeon Siege for PSP. Same stuff I said last week. You know, the game's good except for a couple things. Lots of load time and the whole scroll thing not sending you back to where it's supposed to. Play some more Two Human. I actually beat the game again with my bioengineer. So, yeah, really like the bioengineer.
So how many times is that?
What's that?
How many times have you beat the game now?
Just two.
Oh, okay.
I'm done beating the game. Now it's just multiplayer for me. So, but... The bioengineer, I went through the entire campaign, didn't die once.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you get an achievement for that? You must.
Well, you get achievement for actually going through each stage without dying. But the problem is that if you save in the middle and shut the game off, you no longer are valid for the achievement. So when you're playing like the Ice Forest, which is like 4.5 hours fucking long, you can't take a break in the middle of that stage.
No, that's a long-ass stage.
Yeah, and it's a pain in the ass. So right now, I've got the achievement for the first stage, and I have the achievement for the last stage, which is Helheim. So the third stage is relatively short, so that one shouldn't be hard. But, you know, if I actually wanted to go back and get the one for the Ice Forest, man, I'm dreading that. Just thinking about it. It's like, I don't want to do that. But, you know, I'm still enjoying the game to an extent. I mean, there's still a lot of shit wrong with it, but, you know.
Do you have any epic loots yet?
I have a couple of epic items. I mean, it's like my bioengineer got
the dagger of Dennis Dyack.
Yeah. he got a helmet and he got
the armor of shame.
A set of gloves. But the problem with it is that they're red items, but they're red items that are only a set of four. So it's like, what the hell's the point? You know, it's, I don't know. But besides that, more Castle Crashers. I have now beat it with a total of four characters. I beat it with the Red Knight, the Orange Knight, the Skeleton, and the Fire Demon.
Where do you so have time? Behind.
I just play whenever I have chance. You know, it's
nice.
Yeah. And Castle Crashers is pretty short, so it's not a big deal. But yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's my week. I've been playing the same thing I played last week. It's funny. I haven't turned my PS3 on in like 3 weeks. You know, it's like Bionic Commando's sitting there. I know Wipeout HD came out, and you know, there's I've been so enthralled with Castle Crashers that that's all I'm playing right now. So
cool. Yeah, that's usually what happens. I go through a phase of playing one system for a bit and then switch to the other one. Hardly ever goes back and forth.
Yeah, because like just a month or so ago, I was saying how I hadn't turned my 360 on for like a month.
Same way.
Yeah. Same thing now. So yeah. I haven't turned my PS3 on. And, you know, I haven't turned my Wii on in like a year. So,
yeah, I think we're all in that same boat.
Yeah, right.
And hey, Sony, how about you hurry up and get that patch out for Wipeout so the three of us can get on that that Wipeout bandwagon? Get that going.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me.
Get some online.
I actually got a chance to play some Castle Crashers online today.
No.
Believe it or not, I was actually able to hold a stable game of Castle Crashers online. It was Chibi Knight. John was over at the house. So him and I were playing on my end. And then Bork Falico, Eric Filio, he sent me an invite. And I was like, oh, should we try this? And he's like, don't lose my shit, dude. You know, John's really, you know, my guy's like level 69 or whatever. And I'm like, all right, well, let's give it a shot. So he exited the game and started up online. And there's quite a bit of lag. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we started going through insane mode. And insane mode is just
insane.
Painful, man. It's like dudes are doing seriously like 300 hit points of damage. And you're just, I mean, we were going through the lava stage. And we'd get like halfway through and we'd all die. It would just not work out. So.
God damn it. I got to get this video done, man. I want to play some Castle Crashers.
Hey, actually, you know what? I remember something that I did actually play that I wanted to ask you guys if you guys did. Did you guys download the Fracture demo?
No. How is it?
I don't know. I'm so indecisive. The weapons are totally badass and I love how you can like maneuver around the environments by literally raising the environment, like the ground, or lowering it, or just like making these vortexes of stuff that everything gets sucked in. Like the physics are really good and stuff. But when it came down to the actual gun combat and stuff like that, I was kind of iffy on it. It's just like it's kind of loose for a third person shooter, but it was, I don't know. That's why I was gonna see what you guys thought, because I liked the idea of it, and it was like with the whole tutorial part where it's teaching you how to do everything is really cool, and it's done really well, and the graphics are all pretty and stuff. And then just when I got to like these little corridor things where I was actually shooting people, I just kind of was like, okay, well, I don't know. This kind of seemed chaotic and I was just doing random shit, like raising the ground. No, now the ground's going back down and now it's going back up again. And what the hell's going on? And I don't know. It was kind of cool. You guys should download, give it a try. It's, I don't know.
Oh yeah. It looks great. Cool.
Yeah. Like it's, I really like the idea. I don't like, I'm going to play through it again. I didn't play through the whole demo because I had to stop playing because I got interrupted, but I got about, I think about halfway through maybe just after the first major battle thing. So, any good shot.
Cool.
Will do.
Kind of cool.
Well, Jeff, keep talking. Let's go to news.
Got some news. More shooter action, of course. If you guys have been paying attention to the Bungie website, there was a countdown that started, I believe, yesterday.
Or now, who's Bungie again? I'm sorry.
Bungie, yeah. They made this game called To Halo.
Oh, that's right. That small-time game, Halo.
Yeah,
right.
No one's really heard. Not too many people play it, but, you know, it's kind of like a niche thing.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely not mainstream. Definitely didn't keep a console alive or anything.
No, never. No. It didn't save Microsoft at all in the video game. Yeah, no. They had a countdown, remember, back in E3, and then Microsoft pulled it. There was supposed to be some announcement at E3. Then Microsoft said, nope, we can't announce this now. So they started another countdown a couple days ago. Today, which today is actually Thursday, so this is like 4 days ago to people listening now. They had the countdown ended, and what they showed was a trailer of, like a teaser trailer of like a city, futuristic city, bunch of planes kind of flying in the distance high above the sky and dropping bombs and stuff. Then you see the city like on fire and random stuff and, you know, just giving all these little teasers of like, oh, be calm. There was one tagline in it. I can't remember something. Keep it clean. You know, these little messages. And then you see a ship crash land in the middle of the city. And then it just comes up, shows the Halo 3 insignia for a second. And then that's pretty much it. So, everyone,
that's,
of course,
that's a teaser trailer.
Rumors
tells you absolutely nothing.
Exactly.
Now, Jeff, you had a theory about this, right? What did you say? What was your theory on what this game might be?
It wasn't a theory. My theory is, okay, rumor speculation is going to be an expansion to Halo 3, which I think that kind of goes without saying because it is.
Right, right.
It's
Halo 3.
Yeah, it's clearly something to do with Halo 3 since they actually show Halo 3 in the actual trailer. Right. I think what it's going to be is it's going to be the Halo 3 viewed by a separate party that wasn't involved in who you're introduced in Halo 3. So it's not going to be like, you're not going to be from the Covenant, you're not going to be from Master Chief, but it might be from maybe the UNC soldiers, maybe from the actual city being taken over by the Covenant, which I think would be really, really cool. Because
so
then
a,
they can
a
actually,
side story, right?
Yeah, like a side story, like kind of like a cool parallel story that was going on the same time the whole Master Chief storyline was going on, but from the actual soldiers, like the Marines' point of view in the cities of Earth, because that's one thing they didn't really explore too much in Halo 2 or 3 is these big city battles, like on like large scales, which I'm hoping they do. Mm-hmm. And they also name names of the cities in this teaser trailer, which are apparently cities in Africa, and Halo 3 takes place for the most part in Africa, so I guess that's kind of leaning towards that. Now, that's what I'm hoping.
I didn't see any zombies there. That's weird.
It's a witch. But yeah, it's. I'm excited. I'm really excited. I don't know. You guys might not be as excited, but if it's done the way I hope it's going to be done, I'm pretty excited. And they go with no release date or nothing, so who knows? Probably know this could be close to a year off. I don't know. But, you know, it's Bungie leaving Microsoft to not make Halo games to make a Halo 3 expansion first, so. They're
well,
weird.
Cool. There's probably some sort of agreement in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
But, you know, it's not, you know, it can't be bad for Bungie or Microsoft. I mean, they're going to make a shitload of money no matter what they release. So.
Exactly. Well, another license that makes a shitload of money no matter what is Star Wars. And LucasArts found out last week that Team Fortress, The Force Unleashed.
Team Fortress Unleashed.
Coming to PC and Xbox 360. Sorry, PS3 owners.
Yeah, sorry, but it's by Valve.
Gabe Newell. Yes. It basically broke all records by LucasArts. It was the fastest selling Star Wars game ever, and
that's cool.
Fastest selling LucasArts game ever. It sold 1.5 million. That is stretched though across all platforms. So that's not that's just fine. 360, PS3. That's 360, PS3, DS, PSP. Like that's the whole shebang. The Wii, which is still a lot. That's quite a few. And
yeah, totally.
I was thinking about buying this game on that Sunday. I was coming down like Force Unleashed, Rock Band. I went with Rock Band. I ran Force Unleashed. I liked it. I liked the demo. It was kind of cool.
Yeah. I'll get Force Unleashed eventually.
Yeah, exactly. When it's on the cheap or something.
Yeah.
Somebody compared it to God of War on one of the GL. I think one of the, it was GLF or VG Evo. And really? I was like, no, don't do that. You can compare it to Devil May Cry, but you will not compare it to God of War. Thank you very much. Good night. No. It's not happening. Warhammer, neither. I don't think any of us have played it. That was released last week, too, or a couple weeks ago.
I'm slowly getting interested in this. If I had the time, I think I'd hop on it. Yeah. I had a buddy of mine actually kind of talk me into it.
It's another time sink, man. Just whatever you do, don't be farming gold, Jason, because you know what's going to happen if you start farming gold?
What's that?
You're getting the banhammer.
The
banhammer's coming down heavily. 400 gold. Gold farmers have been banned already from Warhammer, and they're taking this shit seriously. They've released some basically saying, if you're going to do this, we're not going to give you like a slap on the wrist. You are banned. You cannot do this because you guys are the MMO experts. Apparently that could fuck up the whole economy.
Oh, it does. It absolutely does.
Yeah, it does. It really affects it a lot.
Gold farmers.
Yeah, 400. I mean, that's got to be what? Like half their subscribed base right now? Jeez.
What?
I'm just kidding, dude. No, actually, one of our buddies that was at AWA who popped on last week to do his distractions was talking about this, and what he was saying sounded really
was that
cool.
The
about
other Canadian?
No, that was Z. He was the Canadian.
The Canadian. That's right. The Canadian. Yeah.
No, this was Ryan. He's just a buddy of ours, and he was talking about how like every quest that you actually do affects the war effort and stuff like that. And I thought that was really, really cool.
I've heard it's so unbalanced.
It sounds like
right
they're doing some really,
like
really smart stuff.
The dark side. So if you're going to join Jason, join the light side, the good guys.
The good guys?
Because apparently no one's being the good guys. Everyone's on the
Bad side.
What is it called? The Badlands or whatever. Yeah, so it's like you're joining, like, well, what do we do now? There's supposed to be a war, but there's no one on the other side.
Yeah, it's a shame I didn't get a beta key for this because I would have liked to play it for free.
Yeah. Well, beta keys would have been nice. And if you happen to be banned, if you happen to be one of those 400 people that were banned from Warhammer, you can give it a shot at the 25,000 Little Big Planet beta keys that would be given out by Sony themselves as well as other media outlets all over the interwebs.
Yes,
GameSpot, I think, this week started giving them away, I believe.
Today, actually.
So you know, keep checking out your local.
check out your local internet site.
check out your local interwebs. Yep, and see if they got one. You know, you could probably do a bunch of things to probably have anything from like giveaways, contests, to signups, mm-hmm. to whatever.
So you or you could just be them. Torgo and just have one sent directly to you or whatever.
Money hat. Sorry.
Money hats. Money
hats. Yeah.
Well, we can start kissing Sony's ass for an entire show. Maybe we'll start getting some shit.
Yeah. We just got to rip on Gabe Newell or something.
Yeah, there we go.
No shit. We were recording the show like halfway through. He was like, oh, guess what I got? Little Big Planet beta key. Bastard.
Then he rubbed it in your face for the rest of the show. Does that happen?
Totally did.
Ah, what a bitch. No, but this game comes out this month, right? I mean, it comes out October, I should say.
Yeah.
I mean, this game is going to sell just millions.
Huge.
It's going to be huge.
We talked about it. I don't think it's going to be huge, but.
Really?
What?
That's my opinion. I don't think it's going to start huge out of the gate. I think it's going to have the initial boom, like maybe million, no, maybe like 500 to 700,000, like first 2 weeks. And then I think it's going to be kind of iffy. And then if word of mouth gets around and the actual community starts picking up, then I think it's going to like pretty much snowball. I don't think it's going to be one of these like boom 2.5 million in like first month kind of things. That's just my opinion. That was one of my predictions from prediction show. I thought it would be critically acclaimed but wouldn't sell that out much. The gate.
Well, yeah. By Christmas time I'm sure we'll see at least a couple million.
Yeah, but that's
cuz it comes at an awkward time too, you know, late October, so.
It's also coming out though the same time as what three other big games too. What else is coming out in that week in October? There's like within 3 weeks is MotorStorm 2 one of them.
MotorStorm 2 is coming out. That's true.
And there's something else at the end in the October. Like, yeah, within like 3 weeks or 2 weeks, there's like three big PlayStation 3 games coming out.
Well, you got to think Rock Band's coming out around then too. Mm-hmm. You know, for PS3, that is.
Yeah. No, I want Little Big Planet to do well. I just have this, I don't know, this feeling, you know, it's like all of us hardcore people that follow it are going to be awesome. People will be like, oh, those are cute. We'll buy it. But I don't know. Will it get the Madden players? Will it get the Halo players? That's the thing. Will it get the people that really push games up into the upper echelon of sales? That's the big concern that I have.
Yes, we'll see.
We will. Like Spore sold over 1 million, I guess, in the first 2 weeks. That's pretty good considering a lot of people were complaining about the whole DRM thing that EA was putting on it, and everyone was kind of given those ratings on Amazon, the 1-star to prevent people from buying it. They're actually telling people to pirate the game if they could. So, I don't know. It's good for EA. It just shows that you can't really, a game that's hyped up, it's really hard to kill that hype and get people to not buy something because you don't believe in DRM.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty good.
Well, there's a class action lawsuit against him now, right?
Someone's doing that, yeah. It's crazy. I think it is pretty ridiculous. Like, I'd kind of bitch about it too, but.
I can't stand that shit. I mean, it's got such wide appeal, though, that I don't think it's hurting them an awful lot. But, I mean, because I was at Target and I saw, like, you know, this, like, soccer mom and her two, like, 10-year-old kids, you know, buying Spore, you know, and they just did not look like a gaming family, you know?
Yeah.
So I was worried that it actually won't run on their system, but I don't know. We'll see.
Well, that's the thing, though. So, Spore is one of those, like, it's kind of got a cutesy character, stuff like that, and it did 1 million in a month. I thought that, honestly, I thought Spore would do a lot better than that. Like, it's good. It's really good numbers. But how many copies of The Sims sold? Like, really? And if you can't, I guess, the millions of those people who bought The Sims don't take Sims and relate that to Spore. Because to them, they, you know, could be totally two different developers. So
Spore is their concern, yep.
Yep. Mysterious ways, I'm telling you. Mysterious ways. Years in the making. Street Fighter 4, a new character, is now playable in Japanese arcades.
Ooh.
And who do you think that character, you know, like, you guys play Street Fighter for years, I play Street Fighter for years. What's a character that has not been announced yet that you'd like to see in Street Fighter 4?
Armika.
Sub-Zero. Okay.
Oh,
sorry.
God damn, where's that?
I'm done with this fucking shit.
No, Shenlong is going to be in Street Fighter 4, guys.
Hey, I know him.
What?
Actually, this started off as an EGM rumor like 20 years ago?
Started by Trickman Terry and Sushi X.
Started by Trickman Terry and Sushi X. Damn who?
Both of those guys. Terry.
Oh, I didn't. You cut out. That's why I was asking.
Oh.
I thought you said EA. I was like, what the fuck kind of Street Fighter fan are you?
EA bought Capcom. Didn't you hear? That was in the news like 2 hours ago.
Wouldn't be surprised. Next week's news. So yeah, Shenlong is finally coming true. No more of this Akuma should be Shenlong kind of BS. Shenlong, mm-hmm. as Shenlong, is going to be in Street Fighter 4.
Epic.
So, yeah. Woohoo! What do you guys think about the box art? That was just revealed this week too. The box art for Street Fighter 4.
Dude, I know a lot of people are complaining about it, but
I like the
Chun-Li
one. I didn't mind it.
Yeah, the Chun-Li one.
Chun-Li one looks good, but Ryu looks kind of weird.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
It kind of looks like he has like a little bit of the Down syndrome or something. It just kind of looks kind of freaky.
Oh, man. You're going to hell.
I'm trying to be good.
Whatever. he does look the funny. Yeah, where the fuck was I, guys? Gabe Newell, we've mentioned him a few times, and people love to bash him, especially on the Sony front. Mm-hmm. Team Fortress 2 add-ons that have come out on PC for the last few months have been updating it, you know, new character attributes and stuff like that, new maps. Mm-hmm. That still aren't out for the 360 yet, but apparently they're coming. They're not coming to the PS3. He's saying that they're not doing it. Yeah, he's saying they're not doing it because they don't have the resources to do it, and right now they don't have any external companies working on it or willing to do it, so it's not coming.
I can't believe it. That's a huge surprise to me.
Weird, eh? Valve not wanting to do that?
Seriously.
There's like hating, but it's money. Like, why? Well, actually, no, they give this shit away for free, don't they?
Yeah, these updates are free.
Yeah, see, I can't even use that. I was going to say, like, how can you say no to money? Like, people will buy it, like, at least some people. If you just have to port it over, why not? But if, you know. Yeah.
I assume EA will probably step up at some point.
Yeah.
And say maybe development, you know. They just don't have anyone in house to
do it. They don't have enough people
to bother, you know, learning the PS3 architecture well enough, you know, to make it, you know, cost effective for them.
So. I wonder who did I know EA did the Orange Box port to PS3, but do you know what developer did it? Do you guys know?
No.
What now?
The developer who actually did the PS3 port.
Oh, I don't know.
Port wasn't bad as far as I know. Like, I don't know. Just get those guys if they're not doing anything. Why not? But I don't even know if there's a Team Fortress 2 community on PS3. Like, there is a little bit of one on 360, but it's not huge by any means.
No, there could be if they got their friggin' patches out.
Yeah, exactly. Give people a reason to play it.
Yeah.
Get rid of that lag. Big news we can all woohoo over. Jack Thompson has been disbarred officially. Uh-huh.
Just when I was starting to like the guy.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious.
They just have
the dude is like a pit bull.
He's like a douche?
A pit bull.
Pit bull
like,
with a douche?
I have to give him credit for
being a douche?
Oh, Jesus. All right, go ahead.
He's motivated, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the drive. Mm-hmm. I mean, who else that's can lose how many cases degree. In a year and still keep going for it?
Yeah. You know?
So now he can no longer do that because, disbarred, he can no longer make these ridiculous claims or lawsuits against gaming companies or anything basically involving anything.
Now. Well, he can still make the ridiculous claims. He just can't
do anything about it. He can't. Right. He's no longer a lawyer. Basically,
he's no longer a lawyer.
He's a lawyer.
Dude, it would be awesome if he like became a vigilante or something. Like a masked vigilante.
He's going to go Grand Theft Auto on us all.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Wouldn't that be awkward? Someone calls hypocrisy, just stands and stares at them. Well, fuck. You got a point, but die. My son's going crazy because of you. Playing too much Sims, putting people in a house with no windows.
I don't know anyone who does that. Sick bastard.
No, of course not. Well, you know, if people who do that might be interested in a little bit of a movie coming out soon. We all like video game to movies, right? They all turn out pretty well. I'm sure you guys have seen
every time. Every time. It's like a formula just made of wind.
You know, I really like Uwe Boll's movies too.
I've got to see Post Slash. I actually really want to see that just for the comedy factor. But Uwe Boll isn't doing this one, so sorry to break it to you.
Oh, that sucks. Mm.
That's okay. But, you know, you get a crazy action game. You get really immersed into it, you know, full of adrenaline. You get people rushing, you know, in the field with guns, and there's, you know, all this drama, and you get, you know, different factions fighting for, you know, whatever resources, you know, it's like, you know, like real world stuff, basically, you know, it gets you excited, you don't want to play that, you want to watch it on the big screen.
What's the movie?
The Sims.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, Are the people in the movie going to have the little diamonds above their heads?
I don't know.
I mean, that's necessary.
It's important. I mean, nothing says Sims with, you know, you have to have the diamonds on the head.
Absolutely. We actually saw two Sims cosplayers walking around AWA with diamonds over their heads.
That's pretty funny, actually.
Simplest costume ever. They just put diamonds over their heads. It was hilarious.
That is pretty funny. But okay. No, Sims movie. It's going to be, you know what? To be honest with you, I didn't care who's doing it or whatnot. I just read a little details. The target market's going to be teenage boys, which is funny because the article says that 6% of Sims players are actually female. So that's points for marketing right there.
Well,
they're probably going to get fired.
They probably want to get more sales of the game after the movie. It's probably going to be a movie full of sex or something, and it's going to be marketed towards teenage boys, and then they're going to go out and buy the game thinking that they can do that shit.
Yeah. They're basically going to try to make like an American Pie from the sounds of it, but call it The Sims, which, yeah.
Right.
Which I don't know about you guys, but I know. Like, do you guys want to go see that shit?
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit? And that was the news.
I want diamonds over their heads. Shit of
the Sims. But seriously, that is retarded. Who makes a Sims movie?
The same person who makes a Guitar Hero movie. Who gives a shit? Seriously.
But a Guitar Hero movie kind of makes sense. Not as the video game, but you can take a story of a kid wanting to be a guitar player.
His mom lets him drop out of school and play Guitar Hero instead.
There you go, and he becomes famous for being a guitar hero. Then he actually joins a real band, and he's got to struggle with a real instrument. And then he makes it a start, and ends up being a sub guitar player for the next Metallica album.
He goes out and he wins a tournament at a Chick-fil-A.
Yes. What?
Free chicken sandwiches for life!
Woohoo!
It's actually pretty cool. That would be awesome.
All right, let's take a break.
Let's do it.
We'll come back and we'll talk about, what are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
Oh, right. The ability to patch games and whether or not it's making developers lazy, basically.
That's right.
If it's acceptable. Then we'll do new releases and listener email and question of the week. So stay tuned and we'll be back whenever.
Fabulous.
Patch you later.
Patch you later.
Yeah.
This role-playing game, out in 2004, returns to the world of Azeroth, where heroes like Leroy Jenkins do battle. And that would be the world of Warcraft.
GamersOnlyOlder.com. Because your limited online game time should not be ruined by douchebags.
Release the inner child.
Welcome to the Goo's VG Evo Network podcast affiliate.
And we are back.
Yes.
Ooh.
Got me a fresh glass of water.
Ooh. Damn.
Watch out.
What a.
Be careful.
Yeah, I don't want to scare you guys. All right. So this week we are talking about, with the consoles today having the capability to patch games, is it more acceptable to release games that are incomplete, basically? So and that was our feature on to new releases. No, but this is something that I think about every once in a while, because you know a game will come out and it's got issues and they're like, oh, we'll just release a patch. So I thought we should bring it up. So let's start with emails like we usually do.
Changing it up again, Chris. Man.
Oh, I know. Last week didn't do that. It threw me a loop. I'm like, this is so prick. What are they doing?
Wait, they're having other people talk? What the hell?
All right, so this email is from a dude named Arkham.
Hey, that's I know Arkham.
Awesome name. Anyway, I can accept companies releasing games unfinished to an extent. If it is extra content, like more areas or weapons that they left out to make a ship date, that's okay. But when a game is missing key features or the controls are complete ass, that is just unacceptable. I would rather wait for a superior game than get my hands on a game I've been waiting for that is jank. It seems jank. Some publishers today have no problem with delivering a broken game with the promise of fixing it at a later date. Remember to sweep the leg, Arkham.
Nice.
Sweep the leg. I fucking love Sweep the leg. Kid.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's on TV the other day.
So is it acceptable to release a game with Well, we know Jeff's opinion.
Right.
if they intend on putting in extra content, is it okay to ship a game? And okay, give me an example.
Example of which is bullshit and should never happen again is MotorStorm.
That was my example. Exact same reason. The MotorStorm released with way too few modes. Yeah. Way too few. Right. And then they released the Time Attack later on. And I mean, these are simple things that, they may or may not be simple. I don't know. But
they're simple. When every other racing game since the friggin' Sega Saturn and PlayStation are missing features from like that generation.
Shit, before that.
That's an issue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
No, I definitely agree with you. I mean, MotorStorm definitely shipped with not enough content. I didn't feel like it was a complete game. It didn't feel like it was a complete game until like two updates later when they added
which they charged for, which again, bullshit.
Well, no, they didn't charge for both of them. They didn't charge
charge for the time trial.
Yeah, the time trial modes they didn't charge for. And there was another one that they had that they didn't charge for, I think.
Really?
I think so.
I gotta try that. I gotta see if I can download them.
Do you think it was intentional, though? Do you think they purposely held back features?
No, I don't think they held back.
No, they rushed for a ship date.
Yeah.
They rushed to make a ship date.
Yeah,
because there was a lot of pressure on them by Sony, I'm sure, to just get it out there so that they could say they have another game in their profile.
Yeah,
because this is very early in the system.
Yeah, and the Japanese version had even less than the North American version.
Yeah, which is even more bullshit.
Yeah, so they got screwed. They got the short end of the stick big time, and then they put in a couple other features for the U.S. launch. I guess it came out a little bit after launch, right? It was a couple months later.
Yeah, I think so.
That was a game that really ticked me off. But like, I don't mind when they fix a game when a game has issues. Like Oblivion, when that released for 360, that had a ton of issues when it was first released, mostly due with loading times and like glitchiness. And then they released a patch to fix it. That's okay. That I don't mind. The game is there.
See, that kind of pisses me off though, because it's like, did they not test it well enough?
Yeah.
It's great that they're fixing it. Yes, thank you so much. But you know, could you have spent maybe a little more time in QA? You think?
Yeah, that's. It could be. Maybe that's what developers are doing now. Maybe they're cutting their time in Q&A because they know they can download the patches.
I think that's it.
Well, I think one of the big things to realize is also that, I agree that, you know, that releasing a product that has major flaws or major bugs that may be crippling is just, it's just wrong. I mean, you just don't do it. But we are now in a generation of gaming where online is, you know, it's the norm for a lot of games. And there are going to be cases, you know, you're never going to be able to have the exact production scenario while you're testing in the QA scenario. And I mean, I know this from experience from what I do. I mean, there are going to be things that you can't anticipate. So when it comes to having troubles with the online component of the game, I don't have a problem with problems there. If, you know, like Castle Crashers, we know that Castle Crashers has a lot of issues with getting online.
Yes.
But I can understand that because you can never, you know, you can never anticipate all the issues you're going to have in the production realm. However, on the other side, if there was a major flaw in the offline portion of the game in the single player, then that's a huge problem. That's some stuff that should be caught in QA.
Yeah, especially when you're dealing with, you know, hardware components that are universal across the board, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. And I mean, QA for a, QA on a single player game for a console has got to be easier than PC because, you know, as you said, everything is the same across the board. You know, everyone's using the same system. The only difference is like with the 360, for instance, some have hard drives, some don't.
Some don't, yeah.
And that's pretty much it. But all of the specs on all the machines are the same.
Right.
True that.
Indeedy. What do you think? Another email?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it up.
Cool. Heavenly Scimitar. Chris, do you know her?
I think so. I think I sleep with her.
Hot.
I think I sleep with her. She's hot. Nice. No, we're not talking about you.
I'm talking
in regards
about you.
To the acceptability of releasing incomplete works by Crystal. I mean Heavenly Scimitar. I think this would depend on precisely how you defined incomplete. If you mean that there are bugs in the system, then no. That is not really acceptable. Bugs should be worked out before release. Agreed. to the best of the designer's abilities. I do think, however, that if there are patches and such later on, it is acceptable to leave content out and bring that information in updates. For instance, leaving out a mode in the sense of, say, a bonus mode rather than leaving out multiplayer and patching that in would be acceptable in some circumstances. More likely, though, content that is left out and can be updated later should be extra levels or characters or possibly alternate endings. That would be cool. Bonus material, not the actual game itself. Otherwise, the game will be more than likely less, or will more than likely be less enjoyable and more frustrating for the player unless you happen to get the extra content out before anyone can beat the game. Unlikely. Signed, Heavenly Scimitar.
There's
your little hearts.
There's something I wanted to bring up, and I have a feeling that Jason's definitely going to agree with me on this one. And I'm bringing this up because it is pertinent to our conversation. A huge, in the same category as MotorStorm, another game that came out that was released with way too little content to the point where it was unacceptable to, I would say, about 75% of what would have been the user base. Was Phantasy Star Universe. Yourselves.
Here it comes. There it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
the game came out when the game first came out, it had like four missions you could run, and that was it.
Yeah.
And
now there's like eight, which is great.
It's amazing. Double your content, double your fun.
No, but I mean,
it is a good example, though.
It's a very good example. And there are, I mean, we know several people who bought the game right out of the gate, very excited because they were like, finally, you know, a sequel to a PSO and that kind of thing. Mm. And, you know, it's four missions and that was it. It didn't have the same feel as PSO did because PSO only really had four areas, right? Mm-hmm. But it was not nearly the same thing. So that's just another example of not nearly enough content when released.
Was it completely short? Like, was it really short to complete the four areas?
Yeah, it was in a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. In a lot of cases. The longest mission probably, you could probably get through in like 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. So, pretty short.
If you remember, you know, PSO, I mean, to get through like the ruins, it took like an hour at least. So.
Mm-hmm. And multiple playthroughs of the first level. In order to get to the next one.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. That sucks.
True that. But I kind of put that in the category of like kind of like MMOs where I kind of think they kind of get a little bit of slack cut for them because they seem to all launch shitty condition and missing a lot of stuff. They kind of go
very
along
incomplete.
With it.
Yeah, like they don't have a lot of the end game content. And
because let's be realistic, if they were supposed to launch complete, they would never be released.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, MMOs are tough because they've got to have so much content.
Mm-hmm.
Tough, for sure.
Yeah. But I was going to say,
I really want to lump them in.
Go ahead.
I don't know if I really want to lump them into this because I mean they're very organic, you know.
Yeah,
there's no end to their game, so. Well, not really.
Sure. But,
Jeff, what were you going to say?
I have to disagree with Crystal with one thing she said. She said it's unacceptable to release a game with bugs and that kind of thing, glitches, that kind of thing. It kind of gets complicated because back in the day, games weren't really complicated and you didn't throw in like different kinds of physics engines and different kinds of variables that could be thrown in the game at once. And any combination of any of these things can happen at any time, but it's not guaranteed it is going to happen in every playthrough or every game. So things might happen, say, twice to a single game or through an entire playthrough. It's not that big of a deal. And back in the day, you only had like side-scrolling games. You had like two X's. Like you had like X and Y. That was it. A couple of controlled variables. Like there's no physics engine, nothing like that. No, like there's no inertia or havoc back then. And with everything being 3D now, it's hard to see all those bugs and glitches, like with any amounts of playthroughs, really. And then to release them, I don't think they actually sit there and go, okay, we know our game's buggy as shit. Let's go. In all cases, I think some cases it's very blatant and obvious, but I'd rather them do that and then acknowledge it and then patch it afterwards. Like at least we have that ability now. Whereas before online, if you got a glitchy or buggy game and like bugs weren't caught or whatever, you were stuck with it. Like there's nothing you could do. Like playing your online game where people are glitching out and, you know, just making games not fun and, hey, there's no patches. So you're getting owned in every single like game, like fighting games, like imagine if fighting games were online back in the day, like all these like 100 hit combos or like 100% life combos, and they could never be patched back in the day.
Right.
So now what do you guys think? Chris?
Well, Chris.
Jason?
I've been talking.
Well, I agree with you to an extent, but I still think that, you know, it's more of an issue where, you know, I think they should have enough QA resources to test the majority of the game in a single player fashion. In the multiplayer realm, it's a different story. I mean, I understand that there's going to be differences, as I said, between production and QA, but when you're looking at a single player situation, you know, there aren't going to be differences between what you're playing on your test box than there are with the people are playing on their system when they get it. So I mean, if it's, we know that development costs have increased. Well, development costs increase, QA costs have to increase linearly with that.
For sure.
So I mean, they've got to have a QA team that's going to be able to handle
that. Yeah. I don't think that's always the case, but
thing. I think they cut corners on the QA. And that's a problem. That's definitely not a place to cut corners.
But what is cutting corners though? Like, do we know how many? Like, what is the norm for Q&A? Like, how many people? How many testers? How many playthroughs? Because like back in PSO, is the first thing that came to my mind is everyone talked about the whole blue screen of death. That never happened to me once. My history of me playing that game. So to me, if I didn't read forums or like if it wasn't online, I wouldn't even know it would have existed. So that was a game that was released, obviously probably tested out the ass too. Like, I don't know how many people tested whatever. And it was something that they released. They might have known about it, maybe not. But
that's actually kind of a hot coffee thing. You know, that was taking advantage of that was an exploit. You know, that was hackers. That was actually, you know, taking advantage of you know, something in the system.
Right.
What, so, the blue screen of death? I thought, wasn't that random? It just wiped out your shit?
Not that I was.
I'm not talking about the duping of the items and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking. Yeah, people could actually freeze your game and give you a blue screen. I forgot what the terminology was for that, but yeah, it was malicious and it was intentional.
Okay, I didn't know that. I thought it was like a random glitch in the game that just kind of happened like randomly.
Not that I'm familiar with. Not that I ever had.
Okay. Yeah, I never had that issue either. I didn't want to go back real quick and just touch on something that Arkham brought up. And he mentions missing key features, or the controls are completely complete crap.
Crap. Yeah. Alone in the Dark.
Lair. Bye.
Yeah. Oh God, Lair and Alone in the Dark. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, Lair should have come out with the analog stick controls in the first place. And
I don't think that's there. Honestly, I think that's Sony's fault. I don't think
I wouldn't doubt it
at all.
I wouldn't doubt it one bit. And I bet Factor 5 probably wanted to put him in there. And Sony said, no, we're really trying to push the six-axis thing.
The six-axis. Because this is before Rumble was coming back. They needed to push this bad.
Right. But that's another situation. But that, you know, as you said, that's probably Sony's doing.
We'll look at Alone in the Dark. The 360 version got blasted for the controls and some parts of the game where it went to third person, which it shouldn't. And the inventory issues, stuff like that, where when you pull out your inventory, the game still runs, but you can't see anything, so it's hard to, you can be getting attacked from different directions, you don't even know. So they fixed all those for the release that's coming out for the PS3, and then they're going to release a patch that's going to fix some of the stuff that I guess is patchable in the 360 version.
Yeah, how do you guys feel about that?
I'm all for it, because that's, to me, that's them taking something, you know what, we fucked up, let's improve it. Like, maybe they, because I guess when you fall in love with someone, you're making something for so long, like this could be like the Dennis Dyack effect or something, where you believe that everything is awesome that you're doing. Like, this is awesome because you understand it. You know the ins and outs. You're like, this is made. People are going to love this. I understand how this works. Boom. Put it out there. Then you realize, wow, people aren't getting it. You know, and then they're like, you know what? We'll fix that. We'll fix it. Here you go. So I think that's okay. In my
opinion. Definitely. I like it when they're responsible, you know, when they'll actually step up and say, hey, all right, okay, let's do this a little differently. Sorry about that.
Yeah. it's nice to see them owning up and dealing with it. But I have to wonder if the whole deal with holding on to the PS3 version and fixing it before it came out, you think that has anything to do with Phil?
It could be.
I don't know. Like, is he actually... I don't know, like, I know he's what, president of Sony right now, not Atari?
Yeah, something like that. I think like he's CEO of Atari or something.
CEO of Atari. I don't know if he's, I don't know, it's hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
It could be. I mean, I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Who knows who calls the shots, right? Like, I don't know how much the CEOs have involved in terms of gameplay, stuff like that. Like, it's like people praising Peter Moore for EA lately, but how much say, like, these are spokespeople for the company. They're supposed to basically generate the hype and basically get things moving. Well, like, I don't know how much say they have in the actual development.
Yeah, and the whole thing with Peter Moore, I mean, Peter Moore is pretty new to EA, and I would bet that at least like 50 to 75% of the stuff that we're praising EA for right now was already going on before he got there.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You know, I mean, and I'm sure that he had a hand in, what's that?
Yeah, he's just EA Sports.
Yeah, he's just EA Sports. Yeah.
Right.
So,
I would say no, I don't think it has anything to do. I don't think Phil would have anything to do with that, really.
Okay.
Well, we have one more email, and Jeff, you actually mentioned fighting games, and this one kind of has to deal with that. So, this is from, I think it's LL24? LL?
LJ.
what's he say? I'm big into fighting games, Soul Calibur 4, Tekken. Back in the day, the game would get released in the arcade. There would be glitches that you would have to wait till they were fixed in the home version. Now, the arcades are dead. It's true. The game gets released and most of the time quickly patched, which is great. In fighting games, there are balance changes that help keep life in the old game in the games too. I think this will become a problem when someone releases an incomplete game and then just does not fix it. Thanks, LL. He's got another question later too. We'll get to that.
That's another good point. The whole balancing thing with fighting games is
perfect. Totally.
That's.
Yeah, because that's something that you'll never get right. I mean, someone will always find some way to exploit it. You know?
Yeah, that's.
I mean, what was it? Someone found an infinite combo in Street Fighter 4 already.
That's probably true. Why they're doing the arcades first, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even here, it's kind of like beta testing. Even back in the day, even Street Fighter 2 and Mortal Kombat and all those games, they went through different versions.
Yeah, totally did.
Certain stuff,
and that must have sucked for arcade owners too.
Because
they'd have to get new shit sent out to them and stuff. And most of the time, they probably didn't even want to deal with it. So when you go into the arcade, you never know which version you're playing, really. So I like that they do that now. I'm glad we have that ability. So
yeah, me too.
We are blessed with online.
We are
patches.
Blessed with that for sure. But what do you guys think for fighting games? What do you guys think for this though? Because we're talking like patching stuff or fixing stuff's fine. That's one thing. What about we did the whole feature thing before, like Moto Storm and what's it called? What was the other game that Chris, you guys? Oh, PSU. What about adding online to single player games and charging for it?
Give me an example though. I can't really think of any besides like the whole
Tekken Resurrection.
Yeah.
$19, $20 for the game. Then you had to pay another $9, $10 to add the online ability.
Still, in all, that's still pretty cheap for the game.
We're not talking cheap. We're talking, is it okay? Morally, is that fine? Because usually now online is like the standard for most of it. Now games get blasted for not having online. So throw in an online.
Here's my thought on that. I think that like with the whole thing with Tekken was released as a single player game first for $20, and then they released a patch to include online play, and that was another $10. I'm okay with that. This is going to sound really like hypocritical sort of, but, as much as I complain about the fact that like Japan got the package deal for $20 and we haven't gotten it for $20. If I was a person in Japan that bought the game for $19 and then paid $10 for the patch, I would actually be pretty pissed that they released a package for $20, you know? So as much as I'm saying, you know, I really want a package deal for, you know, $20, I would feel bad for the rest of the people that spent $30 to get all the content the way they got it.
True. That's kind of a bad example on me because really that's a game that never was online that they actually added specifically for the PS3 version. Yeah. It'd be like them coming out and being like, hey, Resistance 2 or Resistance 1 is now going to have online co-op. Like I'd probably pay for that and that'd be cool and add on, but I'm trying to think there's got to be another game out there that they charge for online afterwards. I know they were going to do it with Heavenly Sword. You guys remember that before Heavenly Sword came out, they said there was going to be a downloadable thing for online.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't hear about that.
And everyone was like, how the hell is that going to work? They're like, yeah, I don't remember that. Online stuff. And we're going like way back now, like what, a year and a half?
Well, I do remember that they were talking about like Super Stardust HD. They were talking about releasing a patch for online play. And the actual multiplayer pack that came out wasn't online. It was split screen. And I was really disappointed because I wanted to pay that $5 and get that.
To get the online?
Yeah, to get it online. No kidding. I would have paid it in a heartbeat. That game was so much fun.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I don't mind it either. You know, I really don't have any problem if they're going to add features down the road. Yeah, they can charge for it depending on what it is. You know, if I think it's worth it, then I'll pay it. But yeah, I don't know. I'm as long as they're keeping it fresh and updated, and you know they're paying attention to it, and I'm totally fine with that.
As long as it's not a gouging situation.
Yeah,
as long as you're not playing like a season of like NHL, and then you play the season, all of a sudden you go to the playoffs. Like, oh, to play the playoffs, you have to pay an extra $15.99 to download this.
Oh yeah, that'd be bullshit.
Oh yeah, God. I hope that never happens.
Yeah, really. don't give people ideas, Jeff. Shut up. I'm cutting that part out of the podcast.
All those developers listening.
Yeah, I know.
I guess the main point that I have is that I hate it when they use it as a crutch.
Right.
You know? Yes.
Like, and that's kind of the reasoning that's, that shit's wrong topic. With it, and they're like, "Well, we'll push it out. You know, it's kind of a known issue. We'll keep it to ourselves. You know, wait to see if people bitch about it.
See
and
if people
we'll
notice
it or whatever." Yeah.
Yeah, and that's.
Let's hope they don't notice.
That's more of the bigger picture. Really, is if they push it out with known issues, and you know, sometimes these reports come out where there are known issues, and they push it out anyway, and I just don't think that's the right way to do things.
Yeah, you know, I mean that's been the trend in PC gaming for years now. But you know, now that you know we have hard drives and our consoles and stuff, it opens up that ability for them, which sucks.
Yeah, and it's not fair to consumers, really. I mean, it's like that whole Gamers Bill of Rights thing that came out that they were talking about on Welcome to Goo last week. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There was one that says gamers shall have the right to you know have a game that works or something like that. There was one in there that said pretty much exactly that.
Then we're putting all the blame on the developers, but I think now it's because the industry's booming. It's like the video games have been the highest it's ever been. So obviously publishers want games to get out there quick and fast, quick and fast. Get that sequel out there. You know, let's make money.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
So is it this? I know it's kind of a little off topic, but kind of on topic is it's just not okay. The publishers, I think, should be blamed number one because a good example is Too Human. Even though that's been in the works for God knows how long, I still think it was released too early, like because they had to basically redo the game from scratch after the whole thing with Epic. And I agree. Microsoft was like, "Listen, guys, we're bankrolling your shit. Like, get a game out there. Like, try to at least break even."
I definitely agree with you on that.
Is that acceptable in your eyes? Like, do you think that's a dumb question? Because of course everyone's gonna say fucking no. Like,
right.
Of course we'd rather have a complete game.
Yeah, it's honestly. I want to say no, but it's hard to because I went out and bought the fucking game.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just, I don't know. It's one of those things where, you know, it's the development triangle, right? It's a, you know, good, fast, and cheap. You can't have all three, you know? Mm-hmm. And if you steer more towards one, you lose track of the other two. So it's a triangle. And, you know, as you move the point around in the triangle, you're losing track of the others. It's really hard to. So talk about this on a podcast. it really does work.
I'm drawing a triangle in the air right now.
Yeah, no, I draw it in your air.
No, it's a good thing, the triangle hole analogy, because you have developers, publishers, and I think the third point of that triangle is us gamers for buying the stuff. Like, the loudest thing we can do or say to a publisher is speak with our wallet, right?
That's right.
Like, look at The Force Unleashed. Apparently that game is buggy as all hell, which you read in every review.
But it sold still sold 100, you know, 1.5 million copies.
Yeah,
right.
It's like, I mean, game. If you don't want something, like if you don't want to put up with it, don't give them the money. It's the best, I don't know, thing you can do. I know it's hard because I mean, I bought Too Human 2 and enjoyed it for a bit, and I was
and
thinking
honestly,
buying.
A lot of times we don't know. You know, we'll go out and we'll buy the game day one. I went out and I bought the shit out of Wipeout HD today.
Bought the shit out of it.
I bought the shit out of it. I couldn't give them money fast enough. And had I read ahead of time, which I didn't, you know, that people were having problems, I probably would have sat back and waited. But now I'm pissed, you know? I mean, because this seems like a pretty, like it's across the board. You know, a lot of people are having problems.
See, that's funny too, because that's been in the making forever too. And they've been going through all the problems with the epilepsy thing and everything. And see, that's the thing. Like, there's got to be something to do maybe with the debug units to the retail ones. Like, do they do the testing on debugs? They do it on retail? Because if it's happening, because you go on forums, mm-hmm. it's happening to a lot of people. It's another thing. Like, how many people do they have testing Q&A in these games? Because it's just, I don't know. It's kind of unacceptable to some degree, especially when it's happening day one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when something's noticeable day one, something's not right.
I agree.
Agreed.
I agree.
Yeah, this issue that Jason was talking about with Wipeout HD, that is something that I think is an unacceptable bug to push a game out with, and that's something that should have been caught in QA. If there for some reason is a difference between what they're testing on in QA and what's out there in gamers' mm-hmm. hands, then that's something mm-hmm. that they need to fix behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Some
people aren't having any problems. So, I mean, granted. I don't know. Like, I read somewhere that if you have more than 50 friends on your list, then it'll lock up.
Oh, yeah, I heard about stuff like that. Yeah.
I'm like, how the
hell another game
that
did that too,
them?
Remember? There's some also that somebody's figured out if you deleted a certain amount of people off, then. Oh, what game was that?
Come on, guys. Well, remember all the issues that Grand Theft Auto had?
Yeah, well, I think it might have been Grand Theft Auto. Yes, it was. That's exactly what it was. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But the big one,
they could never really nail it down to find out what exactly it was. So, I mean, I know that there's lots of different scenarios and stuff, mm-hmm. and it's hard to catch absolutely everything, but it's the glaring ones that really, really chat my ass.
Yeah, and I think some of these situations have something to do with, like, the fact that we do have hard drives, and it's hard to tell how files will work when they're on the drive at the same time, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're... Yeah. Like, that sounds like what was going on with the GTA thing. I mean, that's the only thing that I can think of that would be different is, you know, maybe this person had a save that didn't agree with another save
exactly.
or something. And that sounds really stupid to me, but who the hell knows? I don't know how the architecture works.
Yeah.
Right.
And to architect, are you guys afraid to download patches? Because there's been, not even games get patches. Hardware gets patches now. Like, there's firmware updates and stuff like that gets patched to your PS3, to your 360, to even your mm-hmm. Wii.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Firmware updates.
Stories people. Yeah, you can think
that are breaking
just
systems.
One or two patches ago, you know, it was wiping shit out on PS3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same thing happened on Xbox Live with one of their, I think it was the last update, I think, or the one before that had a lot of issues. Mm-hmm. Ninja Gaiden 2, their last patch broke the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Made it so you couldn't beat the game or something like that.
Yeah, it was mm-hmm. something ridiculous. So sometimes I'm afraid. I'm like, updates, you know, we found a new update. Do you want to download? I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know what's working right now.
Yeah, cue Jeopardy music. Yeah, exactly. Like, I actually get excited for updates, hardware updates anyway.
Yeah, me too, because I'm like, ooh, new features.
What's new? And half the stuff I can't even find. Someone tells me like a month later, you can do this. What, really? Yeah, man, it happened with the last update. You retarded?
When did that come out? Like 3 months ago.
Exactly. Yeah. You can message in-game and PS3? Fuck, get out of here.
In-game cross.
I can't wait till they implement that.
Yeah.
Oh, is it on now? Oh, wow.
Awesome.
There was something else I wanted to mention, and it totally slipped mm-hmm. my mind. Hmm. So if I think of it later, I'll bring it up. But
all right.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's, you know, final verdict, how we feel? I mean, it's at this point, it's kind of it seems like we're really undecided at this point.
Okay,
it's completely
patch.
Situational. You know?
Yeah, exactly. It's, yeah. Most like I think it's completely okay to patch games that mm-hmm. are fixing the game or adding features that are beyond what would be acceptable in a similar game of this type. Mm-hmm. So basically don't release anything that's incomplete or is missing features that a game that came out a year ago has these features or generations ago. I think that's unacceptable. To patch to fix and give us something new or to like change something for the better, I'm mm-hmm. all for it. Keep doing it.
Yeah, for the most part, I'm all for it because they're usually fixing shit, and I think it's rare that they're actually just trying to gouge stuff or mm-hmm. or whatnot. And I understand how business works. You know, publishers are putting a lot of pressure on developers to get their shit out, so maybe they do kind of hold back on stuff that isn't quite finished yet, that you know might reflect poorly on the overall product. So mm-hmm. you know that in that kind of situation, fine, hold on to it. You know, give it to us later when it's ready. I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah, well, a perfect example. Sorry, go ahead. Finish your thought.
No. And I just wanted to go back to the crutch thing, you know, if they are using that as a crutch, you know, if they're relying on, you know, just being able to fix it later, apathetically, you know, that pisses me off.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, I was going to say, good example of when it's totally okay to do is we just found out this week that Little Big Planet's going to ship without the ability to make levels with your friends online.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
that's something that is an extra like that. You can't do that pretty much in anything, really. And that's something, it's going beyond what you could usually do in those types of games. So that's not a big issue. You can still do all the big things they said. That's just one thing that's going to be slightly delayed because maybe they just can't get it exactly right. And they hopefully they're probably not going to charge for it. I don't see that they would. But that's an example of where I say, you know, you're still getting something complete. You're not going to get it like by this game if you're like, I have something incomplete here. Like when you played the MotorStorm or the PSU or whatever, you're thinking something's not right here. You know, it's
don't feel
quite ready or layer. Yeah, exactly.
I actually remember what I was going to mention. And it actually brings us back to Two Human, and I want to see what you guys thought. I actually heard that they're thinking about they're working on patches for Two Human right now. To one, they're adding like a bank where you can store items and bounty.
Okay.
And then I also heard that they're going to be adding suits of armor that you can buy as downloadable content. And apparently, they are working as a long-term goal. They're trying to get the four-player co-op in there.
Really?
Now, this is all rumor right now, but this is what I read. So how do you guys feel about that? Well,
four-player co-op, people are going... That rumor's, I think, started because when you go into the online, there's clearly two spots for two people. But I don't think that's because they're adding it. I think that's because they took it out, where they said, you know what, let's not adjust these screens. We don't have time to make it fit only two people. That's where I think this whole thing started. It would be cool if they added in. That'd be awesome. I don't get the point of the bounty and the bank, though, for stuff. I don't get that.
Storing items?
Yeah, because you have a pretty big inventory to begin with, and isn't your bounty like unlimited anyway? Like, can it go up
pretty
to,
much,
like,
but
and it's not like you're playing with online people, like more than one person, that you have to go to like a bank and like be like, oh, I gotta trade with this person or buy this stuff.
Yeah, your inventory might be large, but so is the amount of loot there is in the game. I mean, you know, there's always going to be people out there that play it enough to get to the point where they're like, oh, my inventory is full, but I don't want to get rid of half of this stuff. So, you know, the bank is something that is, you know, it's there in most online games, you know, most of these types of games. And you know, I think it's something that would be of great value.
Yeah, see, if they charge for that, I think I'd be pretty ticked off. Because, I mean, PSO.
Yeah, they better not charge for that. That would be bullshit.
That better be free. And they better not charge for the four-player co-op if that does have come reality. Because that was something that was... not officially announced, but at least hinted at when the game was friggin' announced, right? So
I think they talked about it a lot. They talked about it a lot before they pulled
that,
it.
I mean, that was one of the reasons why we were all so excited.
Yeah. That's why we wanted so bad. And
the thing that broke our heart the most.
Just from the sheer amount of death that happens in that game, the amount of times that you die, you can tell that it was made to have more players so that you could take advantage of the fact that, you know, other players would be using other classes. So I actually have to retract something I said, because I said that it was basically unacceptable to release a game where the single player has bugs. And now, after I think about it more and after we've talked about it, it's one of those things where, you know, the hardware has gotten much more complicated and the architecture is much more complicated. And you know, I can see them not being able to anticipate everything. Just because of the complexity of it. However, if there's a known issue, and, you know, 90% of the time, if there's a known issue, we'll never know about it, right? But if there's a known issue and it's released with that known issue, I think that's unacceptable.
Yeah, it's BS.
Yeah, agreed.
Cool. Crazy.
Last minute thoughts?
So basically, we're all up for it as long as it's done.
You know,
as long as you're paying $60 for a full game, we're all good for it, basically.
Yeah, I don't want it to be abused. You know, I don't want it to be like, we have to release this patch, and then, oh, this still doesn't work, so we're going to release this patch. Mm-hmm. And it's like, just, you know, make it, you know, get it right. If it wasn't ready, then it wasn't ready. You know, if you're releasing a game and there's something wrong, and you release one patch and it fixes everything that's wrong, okay, fine, cool. But, you know,
but if that patch breaks something else in the meantime,
and then that's the way that it happened with Ninja Gaiden, right?
Ninja
Gaiden,
yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. That should not have happened.
No, that's ridiculous.
As a developer, you hope that doesn't happen, but
don't
always have that luxury.
It's true. It's technology.
That's right. Cool. Well,
wrap it up.
Yep. Good deal. Let's move on to new releases.
Do it.
Do it. All right, so
something big next week, isn't there?
What's that?
There's something huge next week.
Huge. There's a couple of things that are pretty interesting next week.
I think I was being sarcastic.
No, I'm not. the Wii is getting Harvest Moon, Tree of Tranquility, and Wii Cheer. Yay!
Wii Cheer?
Yes, Wii Cheer.
You guys
Cheer.
Have yours pre-ordered already?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, cool, I got my pre-order pom-poms that you got when you pre-ordered it.
Awesome. DS is actually getting Sonic Chronicles next week.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool.
That's kind of cool.
Pop Cutie Street Fashion Simulation. Come on, people. What the fuck? God, just shovelware out the ass. All right. Tornado, which we kind of... Oh, actually, we didn't. We touched on offline. We were talking about Tornado offline because it's made by a company called Ignition. So we were talking about Ignition. Yeah. So that comes out next week. Princess debut. I know that's on Jeff's number one list right there.
It's actually number two. Thanks, Chris.
Oh, sorry.
Thought you knew me.
I forgot about Wii Cheer. My bad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, there you go.
Margot's Word Brain. Whatever.
Who names this shit?
I have no idea. It's Margot. Margot.
So it's not like Margaret. It's not even like a typo.
No, it's not even Margaret. I mean, that's what Margo. EB said. That's so it might be a typo, Margo. But who the fuck knows?
Margot.
Unsolved Crimes.
Unsolved
Crimes. That's right. It's like a ripoff or something. And of course, we all want more to the Imagine series. So now we have Imagine Fashion Designer New York. Fantastic.
Imagine developing a good game.
Imagine not having shovelware on a Nintendo system.
Inconceivable.
Unimaginable.
Well, you keep using it. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Unfathomable.
Okay, so 360 is getting Silent Hill Homecoming.
Cool.
And Mobile Ops, The One-Year War. PS3 is also getting Silent Hill Homecoming. Mm-hmm. PS2 is getting two collections, Mortal Kombat Collection with a K, of course. And Onimusha The Essentials.
Is that like all of them?
Oh, I didn't know that. Cool.
I don't know. I'd have to look into that. I'll look into
first
that while
I saw Onimusha, it blew my mind.
What's that?
The first time I saw Onimusha running on a PS2, that was like one of the first games. I was like, wow, this looks cool.
Yeah, I jumped all over Onimusha 1. Never played any of the others though.
Yeah.
PSP is getting Valhalla Knights 2.
Mm-hmm. Neat.
And let's see, for PC, SAS Secure Tomorrow. Zookai Tycoon 2, Mountain Blade, Pipe Mania, Dark Horizon, Hardy
you like
Boys.
The Pipe Mania, right, Chris?
Yeah, none of this is really interesting. Sniper Art of Victory. Yeah, so that's why I usually don't go through PC games. It's like, oh, yay, it's a bunch of stuff that I don't know anything about. All right. Cool. But yeah, highlights. Let's see. Sonic Chronicles, Silent Hill Homecoming, and Valhalla Knights 2. What do you guys think?
Pick
definitely
of the week.
Sonic. Sonic. Bring it.
Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say Silent Hill. People like those games.
Yeah.
I haven't played one since.
It looks cool. Like they've always done just really cool stuff with the environment. But
yeah, I
just,
agree.
I don't know. I don't get into those games at all. So.
Same here.
Yeah.
Cool. Jason, take it away. Emails.
I have just like one like regular email and it's from LL. So.
Okay.
This one will be easier to read because I'm reading it from the top. Hi, all who are here today, or there, or here. Anyway, I'm moving to Chicago from Minneapolis, go Twin Cities. I was born in Minneapolis, by the way, in a couple weeks. I'm going to buy myself a housewarming gift of Rock Band 2 for the PS3.
Nice.
Good choice.
Excellent gift. My question is, what is the best to get if I don't have Rock Band 1? I was thinking of getting the new bundle with the new instruments and just buy the game disc for Rock Band 1, or getting the old bundle and playing the new game disc. Does Rock Band 2 have some kind of 20-track download credit? If so, do you know how it works?
I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
Buy the new bundle, go rent Rock Band 1, put a save game on your PS3, copy the songs to your disc for $5, to your hard drive for $5.
That was going to be my suggestion as well. The 20 song download, they mentioned that they were going to have X amount of songs on the disc, like 80 something, and then that they were going to release 20 tracks to download for free later on. That's kind of what Jeff was mentioning earlier. I'm not sure when they're doing that, but yeah,
it is gonna happen. Yeah, they're not up yet. But I want. I was going to say, like, I'm very. I think I am going to trade in or at least sell my current drum kit to get the new one, or the Guitar Hero World Tour one. I want to figure out which one's better. I'll probably get the. I think I want to go with the Rock Band one because they're coming out with third party cymbals for it that actually plug into it. So that'd be pretty crazy.
That would be cool.
But I'll definitely go with the Rock Band.
That's a good question because it's tough because I mean. The first thing to note is that the new instruments, lots of improvements, you know, with the guitar and, you know, the drums. But, you know, a lot of people are going to be trading in their old shit. So you're going to be able to get that stuff really cheap.
That's true,
too. Or buy it for people.
It's kind of a trade-off. I mean, the original stuff is still fine by itself. You know, the drums work okay, and so the guitars.
Also, there's no microphone in the Rock Band 2 bundle.
What, really?
Oh, there's not?
No. It's just the guitar, the drums, and the game.
Huh.
As far as I know, anyway, I'm pretty sure there's no mic, and then there's, or maybe there's no new mic. It's just the old mic that's packed into it.
I think it's I heard that they just weren't going to do anything
a new one.
New
yeah,
with the,
it could be.
The old mic.
I'm bullshit. Yeah, I have no idea. It's one of the, I think you're. Yeah, I think it's just the old mic in the new bundle.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's fine. So yeah, it's a tough call. I'm actually going to get the Ion drum set. I'm saving up for that. So.
Nice.
And I don't know if I'm going to. Awesome. Yeah, I doubt that I'm going to get the bundle. I think it's like $300.
I'm saying, oh, that's like, that's the amount where I could totally justify buying it just to be like, just so I can tell people, no, it's not just for Rock Band, man. I can plug it in my computer and totally have electric drums, but I know I'd never use it for that.
But the Ion, I mean, the Ion drum set, if you've seen the pictures of it and stuff, it looks
awesome.
Freaking sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've heard kind of mixed reviews about it. So, I mean, I'm going to gather the money, get it ready, and then get some reviews, some honest
reviews.
It
starts burning that hole in your pocket, you can do something about it.
Could be. Because those cymbals could really suck. Who knows?
Yeah, true.
And also, Mad Catz actually is putting, have you guys seen that? Like the portable drum pads? Like
I saw that.
Console unit, and then they've got, little, just the pads and stuff connected to wires. That's going to be awesome because you can make your own mods then.
Yep.
That's like 50, cool. $60. Good stuff. I'm gonna get one of those too. Shit.
Yeah. I'll do that download. I'll do that thing definitely before next show. I'll transfer my songs over. I'll see if it's because it rips right from the CD, right? It doesn't download. So
I think it does rip from the CD.
Yeah. So I guess I think all you need is just to have a save game probably or just on your system to let you do it.
Yeah. And then pay your $5.
And to be honest, harmonics are really, really cool. They probably don't care if you just go ahead and rent the game or borrow it from a friend and rip the song suit anyway because they're really cool with that kind of stuff. So, I mean.
Yeah, probably. Did you guys hear about the people that got like in a Rock Band 2 early and they logged online and there was a message that
said congratulations for getting it early.
Way to go.
That was awesome. I was like, dude, these guys are cool, man. I want to work for them.
That is cool. That's pretty awesome. And I always thought that was funny when you'd hear stories like with the leaks of games like Mass Effect or I remember the Halo 3 was a big one that if you logged on early, you get banned. I'm like, dude, it's not your fault. You got the game early. It's the seller's fault. You're not going to get banned for playing a game early because you got it early. If it's not pirated, seriously, that's some store sold to you. Not your fault.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, what if it's someone who doesn't realize that the game wasn't released?
Exactly.
You know, there's no telling. It's not like Joe Consumer who just walked into EB and happened to pick up a copy of Halo 3 on, 4 days early and he logs in and he gets banned from Xbox Live. It's, you know, I think they just take that shit too far, you know?
Joe's a dumbass anyway.
Okay, really quick before we move on, I did find out what's in the Mortal Kombat collection.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's all the 3D stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it's Deception, Armageddon, and Shaolin Monks.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so nothing...
Actually, no, Shaolin Monks wasn't too bad. That was actually kind of fun.
Really?
Yeah, it was the one where you were Liu Kang and Kung Lao. It was like a side scroll to beat him up, but you can do like all these crazy. It wasn't like good, but it was. It wasn't bad.
How'd that go again? It's not good. I can't find anything on Onimusha Collection though. Onimusha Essentials. I can't find anything on that. So
I didn't even heard about that one. That's
I saw it on EB and GameStop has up. I'm sorry, GameSpot has it up there too, but they have no information about it. 1UP doesn't have anything about it, so I don't know. Maybe it's just the rumor or something.
Never know.
We'll see.
Hey, thanks for the email, LL.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you, LL, for
cool
the email.
Cool J.
Get Rock Band. No doubt.
Rock Band 2.
But which one? I mean, she get the bundle or... That's so hard.
Going in circles. Dude, and Blast Living on a Prayer, trust me, have people over, they'll appreciate it. You'd be surprised how many people get all giddy over Bon Jovi when you're drunk.
I'm sorry about moving to Chicago. It smells like pee there.
It's kind of like Hamilton. The Canadians will get that joke. But.
All right, so
nice.
We're done with emails, except for our very favorite segment, Random Questions from Aces High. And I've actually got different intro music this time at Ace's request, kind of, sort of.
All right, cool.
Can you guys hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Is it pumping?
I'm getting hyped. Getting pumped.
It's from a musician called Andrew WK. Let me read the email here. For this question, it will require you to listen to any Andrew WK song with the word party in the title. I couldn't find any other ones besides this one. So let's listen. Let's soak it in a little bit.
I can't. I need to go run. I need to go run or break something.
No, right, we need now to soak it in. Okay, ready? Now that's done, let's reflect. Alright, so we've got that in us. Question, random question.
I was busy banging my head against the desk. Sorry.
What is your favorite, or rather, what is your energy drink of choice?
Power Thirst!
Oh, come on, you knew that was coming.
Of course.
Power Thirst. Gun!
Fizz bitch.
In a rocket can!
Strawberry!
Alright, Jeff, do you have a favorite?
400 babies.
You have a favorite energy drink?
Yeah, I said NyQuil.
NyQuil?
NyQuil?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Obviously.
Missing the points.
Right. I don't, honestly, I have never really had an energy drink. I had a Red Bull Light a couple times. Because the reason why is because I'm kind of like not an edgy person, but I stay away from caffeine because it makes me kind of jittery and it's kind of like, I don't know, too uppity. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just kind of just didn't get into them. So I guess none. Chocolate milk.
All right.
Chocolate milk.
That does it for me.
All right. Cool. Well, Chris, what you got?
Sparks, for one. But if I have to choose something without alcohol, I'm kind of in the same boat. I mean, the closest thing I get to an energy drink is like Vault.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, I don't really go after it. Like Red Bull, I think I hate it.
Tastes like syrup.
Yeah, and it leaves like a rock in your stomach.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's honestly Sparks and Vault is the closest thing I get.
Well, you two are pussy pants.
Yep.
All right. Well,
tell us how it is.
The energy
Jason.
Drinks are an acquired taste, certainly, like coffee and crap like that. I just had a Red Bull, actually, and I'm feeling pretty good. Actually, Red Bull is probably one of the few that actually affect me, I guess, like have any sort of effect. Okay. And they never make me hyper or anything. They just kind of level me out because I think I have a steady flow of caffeine in me at all times. And Chris, you've been over to my house and you've seen how many like empty 12 packs of Vault Zero
I got. Dude, through. No shit. I went there like right before amazing. AWA, went like the Tuesday before the con. He had four empty 12 packs of Vault sitting on the ground.
Dude, no wonder you stay up to like 4 o'clock in the morning.
No shit.
No, that's not entirely true. Anyway, I'll debate that. But as far as favorite energy drinks, I do like the Red Bull. Another one of my favorites is Amp by Mountain Dew. Mm-hmm. And I drink a lot of diet ones. I know that's kind of, you know, defeats the purpose or whatever. No sugar. I don't know. But Krunk. Have you guys ever had that or heard of it?
I have heard of it.
By Little John.
It's actually really good. Yeah, it's directly marketed at, you know, the urban markets, but it's
what
tasty
saying,
as
Jason?
Hell. I already got into a lot of trouble over at PS Nation. I gotta scale back. I'm on probation, I think. I might get kicked out of the VG Evo podcast.
Are we gonna get hate mail because of what you said at PS Nation?
Hopefully Glenn will cut out some of the stuff.
Nice.
What else do I actually, like? Monster, I do not
shit,
like, actually.
Dude.
What? I could go on for a while. I'm into the energy drinks.
He is the connoisseur of energy drinks.
Yeah. People give me shit all the time about my
random Canadian
diet.
Fact. I don't know if you've ever mentioned this before, but Mountain Dew in Canada doesn't have caffeine in it.
What?
I heard that. Yeah.
Dude, that defeats the purpose totally.
I know. I didn't get it. Like, I was remember people coming to visit from the States, and I'd be drinking Mountain Dew. Like, oh, you're going to be up, like, all night. I'd be like, what are you talking about? Like, like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, literally. And, like, it took me, like, months later to be like, oh, wow, there's no caffeine in this. I don't get it. Because he'd always be like, I'm going to play video games and drink Mountain Dew all night long. Like, what is the whole correlation here? I don't understand.
Have you ever had an American Mountain Dew?
No.
Okay, we'll make sure
to get I actually do want to try a Red Bull now, because I'm just kind of like, I don't know. Maybe we should have one tomorrow, because I know I'm going to be tired at work tomorrow. Maybe we should just do a Red Bull. And,
there you go.
You know, grow wings.
I also like Full Throttle by Coca-Cola.
Actually, I've had Jager Bombs.
Oh, yeah.
Zach, that counts, eh?
Oh, God, I love Jager Bombs.
Jager Bombs, sure. For sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's hard to tell, though, because that's like you're already in a state of you don't really know what the hell is going on. So
by that time of the night, yeah.
Yeah, am I hyper because of the music?
By the time you actually agree to that, it's a little late.
Yeah, pretty much. It's usually a little bit before the car bomb, you know, between the Dr. Mm-hmm. Pepper.
No. Did I tell you guys about the wedding I'm going to next week?
Yes, you did. Connecticut.
Very classy. Yep, Connecticut. And they sent on the RSVP, they ask for your drink of choice. And they're like, do you want champagne or do you want Irish car bomb?
Nice.
Irish car bomb, check.
That's right.
Right. That is awesome.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm. I love Irish car bomb.
It's going to rule.
You do.
All right, so Aces, I hope we answered your question effectively.
Cool.
Yeah.
Question of the week. For next week, dun. What did we decide? We decided on something, didn't we?
You're ashamed to say it, Chris.
Oh, yeah. Just like some people might be ashamed to say that they're gamers. Have you ever been ashamed to admit that you're a gamer? That is the question exactly. of the week. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, tell us. I want stories, people. Give us details.
We know you have them.
Uh-huh.
Man.
I want record number of emails.
Or when have you lied about video games or, you know.
You can send in an email and lie to us. We don't care. Just send something. Cool. Yes. All right. You can answer the question of the week by sending us an email to email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail via Skype, Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
Google Talk, interactivedistractions@gmail.com. Don't forget Warhawk Wednesdays. We still have two servers running. The European server is it had a quick start and now it's having a slow decline. So you know, Europeans, if you want to get on Warhawk Wednesday, let us know.
Mm-hmm. There's also a very good chance that we might be creating a new room as well, splitting the U.S. kind of between the noobs, people that suck like us,
and the pros, you know,
some of the more hardcore peeps.
Yeah,
but yeah, we'll see.
It'll be a next room week with the three of us or the week plus afterwards. Like one person.
Because it'll probably be me doing it because these two slack asses don't even play anymore.
Actually, I was planning on playing yesterday, and I had such a shitty night bowling. I was so fucking frustrated. I just didn't want to deal with it. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to watch Heroes. So that's what I did instead.
Yeah, I can't talk. I just realized that within the last month and a half, that Wednesday is the only guaranteed day pretty much that I have all evening to game. And that's just that the bad thing is I have so much other stuff to play and I just can't get there all the time. That's not even an excuse. That's just the truth. Because on Thursdays I have something that I have to do every week that just takes up all my time and I can't figure out what that is. But once I find out,
this is that smallest violin right here.
Yeah.
Anyway, hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, tell your friends about us or post an iTunes review if you like. Also, check out our Facebook group. It's been up there for a while. We've got plenty of members now. So, yeah, go check it out. Before we end, I wanted to mention Extra Life again.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah, we are going to be posting our Extra Life page. It'll be basically a subsidiary page to the VG Evo page that has already been created by Glenn and Mark over at PS Nation. We are planning, Jason and I are planning on being in the same room when we do the 24-hour gaming-a-thon. And we are going to try and video conference Jeff in as well.
Word up. Yes, I'm going to be trying to do an actual live, pretty big LAN party of 24 hours of gaming in my apartment.
That would be cool.
If it happens, I think it'll be pretty awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to actually try and broadcast both of those streaming live on the net. So stay tuned for information about that. We're going to be doing some tests, running some tests in the next couple of weeks. And hopefully we'll get all the kinks out and we'll be able to do that. So that is, what's the date? October 16th?
18th, I think.
Yeah, 16th. Starting at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. So yeah, 9 a.m., 24 hours of gaming. And we're going to be,
Taking requests as well. So if you want us to play Barbie Horse Adventures... Well, okay, I don't have that game, but you know, we'll do wacky shit for money. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
If you want us to play a game that is really weird, you can buy it and ship it to us, and then we'll play it.
That's true.
That's a good way to do it, you know. But you know, don't expect us to go out and buy Barbie Horse Adventures because it's not going to happen. At least not from me.
Well, you still have my copy, Chris. I need that back,
Jason. You're supposed to not say that on the cast,
dude.
We talked about this.
I'm sorry.
God.
Sorry.
All right, cool. You guys have anything else before we wrap up?
No, I'm good, man.
Yeah, I think I'm all right.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed the show. And until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I am Jeff.
And we will talk to you next week.
You don't like Laters. Doing that outro, do you, Jeff?
I'm not. I don't like it.
You
I don't
hate it, don't you?
Like
just
it.
Go
I'm
ahead. Just say it. You hate it.
No, it's not good. It's you know. I don't know.
What do you want? What do you want?
Yeah.
Jeff?
What do you want to do?
What do you want to do?
Let's just do what Jeff wants to do.
It's the fuck Jeff Show, you. Starring Jeff.
That's right. Well, fuck all you guys. I'm out. Bye.
That was good.